The 1923 strike in San Pedro followed the brief failed May 1916 port strike, which the LAPD suppressed by literally hiring out its police to work protection details for the port ownership's scab workers. There was also another brief attempted strike in late 1919 when the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce announced an agreement by all companies on the waterfront that they would be open shop, as in union membership would not be required anywhere. The IWW's national leadership decided to order all port worker members on the entire U.S. West Coast to relocate to Los Angeles to build up density, to begin organizing serious opposition to the open shop policy, and to try to strengthen their defenses against the criminal syndicalism law in California. The open shop policy basically pushed out the less radical labor organizations like the AFL, leaving the IWW to pick up support from any workers still interested in fighting back against management. They organized them into the Marine Transport Workers Industrial Union Local 510. In early 1923, they staged some little wildcat strikes on or around individual ships to keep them from operating on time, and they had been staging small street protests in the face of police crackdowns since back in November of the previous year. So on April 25th, 1923, the IWW launched an attempted port-wide strike or walkout of their members and supporters in response to a state grand jury hearing on alleged violations of the Criminal Syndicalism Act. Their demands, bolstered by IWW members in other trades on the West Coast, as well as several thousand East Coast IWW port workers, was the immediate release of all political prisoners, state and federal, held under criminal syndicalism and sedition laws. Although only several thousand, or perhaps low tens of thousands of workers in the entire country walked out to join the strike. A contemporary New York Times article, who we can always trust to be anti-labor, reported that 15,000 lumbermen in the Pacific Northwest, half affiliated to or half merely supporting the IWW, had walked out on April 25th as well.